This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Have you ever felt like you're just spinning your wheels, doing all kinds of things to try to lose weight and eat right, but you're really getting nowhere? For practically my whole life, I was trying to win the food battle because I was obsessed with food. My food addiction had so much control over my life that I constantly felt condemned and ashamed. And I'm amazed at how many people I talk to that feel the same way. I was tormented by food, starting from childhood and continuing throughout my whole life. That is, until God showed me that my hunger problems were really coming from my wounded soul. Once I realized that, then God showed me a power that healed me at the root of my food struggles. After that, I felt free for the first time in my life. This revelation has not only worked for me, but for countless other people with the same struggle. Today, we're going to talk about how science has proven that many people are actually born with a gene that makes them gain weight even if they eat less, and even makes them crave high-fat foods. That's crazy. How do we get healed of these issues if they're genetic? I'm going to show you how from the Bible and be encouraged. It's easier than you think.
Okay, so we're talking about food and other things, other addictions in our soul. We have an appetite for things. The word appetite in the Bible doesn't just refer to your physical appetites of you being hungry. It means actually the soul. That's what the word appetite means. That's because your appetites are coming from your soul. You're hungry for stuff. When you're wounded and unhealed in your soul, man, you're hungry to feel peace. You're hungry to have joy in your life. You're hungry to have satisfaction. And sometimes if we're not getting that because we're wounded in here, we start reaching for other things. You know, spending money, buying stuff, drugs, alcohol, people, and food. And we use it to comfort ourselves. When we eat, sometimes we find like a temporary feeling of satisfaction. You ever feel like that? It's like, oh, when you eat, oh, I feel so happy and satisfied. But then you're miserable, you know, a few minutes later because you overate, you stuffed yourself, and now you feel condemned and ashamed, and the next day you wake up and you keep on gaining more and more pounds, and that temporary satisfaction that the food brought you really made it worse and worse and worse and worse. Amen? What the world doesn't realize is that millions of people are actually born with stuff that is affecting their physical weight. Amen? We're born with a genetic design that predisposes our bodies to certain sizes. Amen? We inherit it from our family through our bloodline. We're also born with ancient soul wounds that were passed down to us through our family line, that could be driving us into these various addictions, including a food addiction. Amen? Now, even if you weren't born with stuff, sometimes you're born into it. Scientists have shown that when they study children that have obesity-related genes, that they don't necessarily have to grow up to be heavy set or overweight. Sometimes it's contingent upon the environment they're born into. You know, if you're born into an environment where people don't understand the importance of right nutrition, or, you know, not eating stuff that is going to cause you to gain the weight, to always have, they're the kind of people that always have snacks on hands or soda pops, or, you know, maybe they live a sedentary life, they watch TV a lot, maybe they play a lot of video games. Sometimes we're born into that type of a lifestyle and we learn those types of behaviors, and that multiplies the issues that we're already physically born with and even the stuff that we're born with in our soul. Amen? Now, being born with stuff is not a get out of jail free card. That's not what this preach is about. It's not to say, oh, okay, everybody's excused, that you're born with stuff, that's it. No, what I want to do in this preach is I want to show you that it doesn't matter if you're born with stuff. Whether you're born with it in your soul or your physical body, nothing is impossible with God. And I'm going to show you how God can actually heal stuff, heal genes and mutations that you were born with that are preventing you from losing weight or even causing you to gain weight. Amen? So let's talk about some of the stuff we are born with. Amen? Let's talk first about the generational wounds that we're born with. Remember, the Bible says that sin and trauma, if we live through sins or we experience traumas in our life, that those things can actually wound our soul. Well, it's the same thing with our ancestors. If your mom and your dad lived through some extreme traumas in their life, we lived through a hard time, economic downfalls, loss of jobs, loss of loved ones, or any kind of excruciating or difficult circumstances, those traumas could have wounded their soul, even your grandparents, your great-grandparents. Or maybe they got entangled in some kind of a sin in their lifetime. Well, sin and trauma both leave wounds on our inner man. And then those wounds can actually get passed down to you at your birth. You could be born with wounds, woundedness inside your inner man that could now be driving you to an addiction, including a food addiction. All right, let's look at that. Where does it say that in the Bible? Well, David in Psalms 51 says this, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Okay, what's he talking about here? He's saying, when I was in the womb, I was being shapen in iniquity. What does that mean? The Bible uses different words to describe sin, like trespass, rebellion, sin. But when it uses the word iniquity, it's referring to generational sins that were passed down through the generations. So here's David, he's saying, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." He's saying, when I was in the womb being formed as a little bitty baby, I was receiving all the generational sins, the generational iniquities of my parents. Now, because sin wounds people, and so does trauma, not only was he receiving the generational sins of his parents, but the wounds that those sins made. So when he's a little bitty baby, he's saying in the womb, he's receiving all those generational sins and wounds. Where were they going to? Where do they get stored in our being? They get stored in the soul. You know how I know that? Because the word womb in the New Testament means the place where the fetus is grown and conceived until birth. But it also means this, the soul. The soul. Meaning when you're in the womb, your soul is getting all the junk that was in your ancestors' souls. You're born with stuff. You're born with stuff. Even David understood that. Because in that psalm where he says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me," in the next verse he says, "Now God, create in me a clean heart." That word heart means the soul. He's saying, look, clean up my soul of all the junk I was born with. See, we're born with stuff, and it's controlling us. It's leading us into addictions. That's why you see a father that was an alcoholic, then the son can become an alcoholic. Why? The same things that were in his soul controlling the father to make him drink are now in the son's soul controlling the son to make him drink. Thank God Jesus heals our soul.
I was sent an amazing story from an inmate who was the leader of a motorcycle gang. He was involved in a shootout inside a casino where 9 men were killed. While serving a life sentence, he read one of my books and now teaches Bible classes to the other men in his facility. We are literally seeing murderers transformed into Apostle Pauls. With your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Soul Food. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Food.
Did you know that diets and diet aids are the biggest money-making industry in America, and yet they don't work? I struggled with lifelong food issues until God showed me that those problems were coming from the wounds in my soul.
Once I got my soul healed, I got control over my eating and I supernaturally lost weight. You can do it too.
Call now with your gift. 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to the thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
All right, what about our bodies? Our physical bodies inherit genes at our birth, including mutated genes. Including mutated genes that can literally cause you to crave high-fat foods and can prevent you from losing weight. It's true. Listen to these reports that were published in July 2013 in the Journal of Science, the Science Daily, and the Journal of Clinical Investigation. Researchers at Boston's Children's Hospital studying mice found a rare genetic mutation that prevented the animals from burning off calories. They also found the same gene was mutated in a group of obese people that they studied. In the mouse study at Boston's Children's, they determined that the mutation in the gene led the animals to eat less, but gain twice as much weight as they normally would. How many of you have been there where you're actually eating less and you're gaining more weight? Anybody have that struggle? Do you believe that? That's crazy, but it's true. This led the scientists to believe that the mice with the mutated gene were simply sequestering the fat rather than breaking it down for energy, okay? Then scientists found a similar pattern amongst a group of 500 obese people they tested. They actually found 4 mutations of the same gene, but the human version of that gene in people. 4. Wow, I think I had it. Now, a team at the University College in London reported in the Journal of Clinical Investigation that a specific form of a gene previously linked to obesity can also increase cravings for high-fat foods. Cambridge Biomedical Research Center printed a story of a research project done at the Wellcome Institute of Metabolic Science at Addenbrooke Hospital in Cambridge, England. And this is what the study said. They found that the brain's reward center would light up when people with this mutation would view pictures of high-calorie food. They actually got the signals. They actually tested it and found that that was the truth. And this caused scientists to believe that somehow the mutated gene triggered feelings of pleasure and gratification at the sight of high-calorie foods like chocolate. Now, I want you to think about that. This is like the double smack you in the chops thing, all right? You already have woundedness in here, right? And your soul's in pain, and it's going, I need something. Give me some chocolate chip cookies, please, and I'll feel better, right? Your soul's already crying out for some kind of satisfaction. Your soul's crying out for something, be it if you spend money or if you want to drink or if you're eating, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, you could also be born with a gene that makes you feel like you could get that satisfaction if you ate that big, fat chocolate cake. That ain't right. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It seems like the deck has been dealt against us. You know, since the devil made us fall with food, a lot of stuff has happened to us. But here's a mutated gene that we can be born with that'll tell you that if you eat that high-calorie food, that big chocolate cake or whatever it is, that your soul will feel better. Now, people are watching this and listening to this and be thinking, oh, yeah, I got no chance now. If I was born with a gene that prevents me from losing weight, born with a gene that makes me crave high-fat foods, and they're saying it wasn't just overweight people that have this gene. Normal people have it too. Amen? What about, and I was born with all these soul wounds? What am I going to do? I got no chance. There's nothing that can be done. I'm going to look like this for the rest of my life. My body's predisposed to this size. I'll never be able to lose the weight. I'll never be able to have any change in my size because it's in my genetics. It's in my genes. No, it's not true. It's not true. You know what the Bible says about this? The Bible says you will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. See, I would have been like, yeah, that. You know why? Because I've seen it thousands of times. You see, as your soul gets healed of the stuff you were born with or the stuff you developed during your lifetime, your physical body will follow suit. You will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Amen? Your physical body will follow suit. I've seen it over and over and over again in the meetings. I'll just give you one little simple example. There was a woman born with pigeon toes. Okay, both feet pointed in like this. She'd walk like this her whole life. Okay, born with it from the womb. Okay? She's sitting in my meeting, and I'm preaching about the soul, about how we get our soul healed through the power of Jesus Christ. She's sitting in the back, and she goes, I think I'm going to go to the bathroom. She gets up to go to the bathroom, and suddenly, she's walking straight. So straight, she's freaked out. She doesn't believe it. She taps a guy in the back row and says, hey, can you watch me walk while I go to the bathroom? Because I think my legs are straight now, and I wasn't born with straight legs. And he goes, all right. So she walks, and she's looking at him, and he's going, I look good to me, real good. She doesn't believe him. She goes to another guy, asks them to watch her walk. She walks for them. They're like, you look straight as an arrow. She gets up on stage and walks for me. She's talking herself into it now up on stage. I can't believe it. I wasn't born like this. I don't walk straight. This isn't my legs. No, I was born pigeon-toed. See, she was born from the womb with it. But when she heard the message about her soul being healed, suddenly the thing she was born with from the womb gets totally healed. She was prospered and brought into health even as her soul was prospered. Amen? Now, don't even think this doesn't include weight issues, body size, and anything else. There is no list. There's no list. Jesus only does this stuff, and he doesn't do the rest. He does it all. Anything that torments you, he does. Amen? There's actually a story in the Bible about somebody getting healed from the womb. And when their soul got healed of the stuff they were born with, then their physical body followed suit. Remember the guy at the Gate Beautiful? The beggar at the Gate Beautiful? Says he was born a cripple from the womb. Remember, the womb means the soul. He's born crippled in his soul, and his physical body was crippled too. And what happens? Peter and John are walking through the temple. They see him. They say, hey, look at us. He looks at them expecting to receive something. They say, hey, silver and gold we do not have, but what we have we give to you. Now rise up in Jesus Christ's name and walk. And they pick him up, and his feet and his ankles got strong, and he was completely healed of the stuff he was born with from the womb. Now, is it possible that the way he got healed in his physical body was because his soul was healed? Is it possible? Let's look. Right there. In that story, it says that after he's running around and jumping up and down, and everybody that knows him, like, are going crazy. Like, oh, this is the guy that was born crippled from the womb. Oh, my gosh. Look at him now. And Peter comes in, and he tells everybody how the miracle happened. He says, men of God, why are you marveling at this? Why are you looking intently at us as if we caused him to walk by our own power? That word power is the Greek word dunamis. See, Peter was saying it wasn't by our power that this happened. It was by the dunamis power that this happened. Well, the word dunamis means, guess what? Excellence of soul. Meaning that guy born crippled from the womb was made excellent in his soul. And then he was prospered and brought into health even as his soul was prospered. Don't even think, oh, I'm born with this. I'm always going to look like this. There's no chance for me. That's not true. My body shape is changing because I'm being healed in here. And God is bringing my body into a place of balance in him, and he wants to do the same for you. We all have different shapes and sizes, but we all have the best size for our shape and size. Amen? And God wants to bring us into that. And it doesn't matter what your mom and your dad or your grandparents look like or anybody down your family line. And it doesn't matter if you were born with some mutated gene, because honestly, I seriously believe that I was, because I could not stop thinking about food. And every time, just like the scientific report said, every time I looked at food, I felt that reward center in my brain lighting up. Yeah, food. Yeah. Woohoo. You'll feel better. Eat. Woohoo. But it never worked. But I think I had that mutated gene too, because All I could think was, if I eat this, or when I was on the streets, if I smoke this, or if I do a line of that, or if I light this joint up, I'll feel better. Amen? My reward center was dinging off every time I saw something like that. How many of you feel like that? That you're fighting, trying to feel better, and medicating your soul with stuff in an attempt to do so? Are you? Come on, let's see hands, big hands. God is going to fix it, amen? And it doesn't matter even if you were born with it, he's going to fix it. You will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. You know, I saw one of those ladies just a couple weeks ago, and she, I didn't even recognize her. She stopped me in the bathroom at an event, and she said, hey, do you recognize me? And I'm like, yeah, you look kind of familiar, but I can't really place you. Well, she had lost weight supernaturally in the meeting and then continued to lose weight. That day I taught on it. She'd come up on stage. She's a big, tall woman, but beautiful, like this Amazon princess type woman, you know? But she had lost 75 pounds. Her little waist was little, like a little hourglass for this big Amazon princess-looking woman. It was amazing. She had lost the weight. It's so exciting. I mean, I've seen people lose weight over time because they got healed of the stuff that was in their family line, healed of the stuff that's in their soul. I've seen people lose weight instantly. I saw a woman lose 60 pounds instantly, and she had to hold up her clothes because they were falling off. I've seen all kinds of stuff happen. But today, stuff's going to happen, and it's not just even just weight loss. Diseases and disorders that you're dealing with, gluten intolerance, celiacs, you know, chronic heartburn or acid indigestion, things like that are going to be healed because you're going to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Amen? And you're even going to see destructive behaviors changing. Because for me, man, I would get, oh, man, my soul was so wounded, I'd be like, ah, yeah, have a major attitude problem and I'm going to spit on everybody in the world. Ah. Right? I mean, I walked around with a major attitude problem, right? But it's like, and a lot of times, the manifestation of that would be food. Like, I'd get mad and go in the kitchen. Oh, well, those stupid people. Don't tell me you haven't been there. But you know what? I just don't feel like that anymore. If I get upset, I can control myself now. I have moments still, yes, but they're not even like they were. They were like dynamite. Stick a dynamite, light the fuse, throw it, cover your ears, and hope for the best. You know? It was like that. But it's not like that anymore for me. Amen? I have control now, so much more control, so much more peace. And I'm not trying to, like, comfort my soul with a bunch of stuff, not just food, anything. I decree you're getting freedom in the name of Jesus, that you're being free, free, free in Jesus' name. Did you hear that? That's crazy. Some of us are actually born with a gene that makes us gain weight, even when we eat less. Scientists say that same gene can also make you crave high-fat foods like chocolate cake. If it's genetic, what hope is there for any of us to lose weight? Well, the Bible says you'll prosper even as your soul prospers, meaning when you get your soul healed, your body will follow suit. Don't even think that doesn't include being healed of a mutated gene, because nothing is impossible with God. I know many of you have a promise from the Lord that you're going to lose weight, but you haven't seen it manifest. So how do you get that promise to actually happen? The Bible says in the book of Romans that it is by grace through faith that we inherit our promises. God's free, unmerited grace is what makes your promises come to pass. Let's go back to the conference so that I can make some grace decrees over you. Try to stop what you're doing right now and focus on these powerful prayers. Take note of the decrees that I make because they are a practical way for you to get healed right there in your own living room. Let me pray for you. If you're watching from home right now, I pray for you in the name of Jesus that your soul would be filled with grace, that your soul would be kept by grace, it would be increased by grace, it would be strengthened by grace. that your soul would be controlled by Christian virtues, by the power of grace. I decree then that your soul is being healed by that holy influence called grace, and that you will then prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. As grace heals your soul, keeps your soul, strengthens your soul, then every other part of your life will be prospered. You will prosper in your finances. You will increase in the financial realm. You will have financial opportunities come to you. You'll have employment jobs. You'll have raises, increases, and bonuses. That as the power of grace keeps your soul and strengthens your soul, that you will also be healed in your physical body. You will prosper and be in health even as your soul is prospered. I decree all diseases, all disorders broken off of you, every curse in the name of Jesus. And that you would lose weight. You would lose weight supernaturally, and you would lose weight naturally. And it would go very quickly. You start to see the pounds coming off, and you would know that this message is real and that your soul is being healed and you're seeing the fruit thereof of it. In Jesus' name, I decree that for you.
Did you hear those simple decrees I made over you? Start decreeing them over yourself every day. Say, my soul is full of grace. Grace is keeping my soul, strengthening my soul, increasing my soul. If you continue with your grace decrees daily, you will see a big difference.
I was sent an amazing story from an inmate who was the leader of a motorcycle gang. He was involved in a shootout inside a casino where 9 men were killed. While serving a life sentence, he read one of my books and now teaches Bible classes to the other men in his facility. We are literally seeing murderers transformed into Apostle Pauls. With your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Soul Food. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Food.
Did you know that diets and diet aids are the biggest money-making industry in America, and yet they don't work? I struggled with lifelong food issues until God showed me that those problems were coming from the wounds in my soul. Once I got my soul healed, I got control over my eating, and I supernaturally lost weight. You can do it too.
Call now with your gift. 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to the thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Did you know there's actually a story in the Bible of someone who was born with a food issue that completely controlled and wrecked their life? I'll show you who it is next week, and then we'll talk about what to do about it. See you then.